Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking reveals, and some mess that you are not ready for. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in. Right, so where do I even begin with today's chaos? We've got celebrities cutting off their own kids, age gap drama, reality TV messiness, and some Met Gala makeup tea that's got everyone pressed. Girl, I am living for all of this. Okay. So first up, let's talk about these celebrities who are basically telling their kids, good luck, babes, when it comes to inheritance. And listen, I don't know how I feel about this one, because Sting, yes, Sting, the Every Breath You Take legend himself, has basically said his six kids aren't getting that generational wealth handed to them on a silver platter. Now, girl, he went on CBS Sunday Morning and basically explained that he's not about to set his children up for life just because daddy's got those sweet, sweet royalty checks coming in. And listen, I get it. Like, I understand wanting your kids to work for what they have, but also, six kids, Sting, six. And you're telling me none of them are getting a proper inheritance? The audacity of having every little thing she does as magic money and then being like, figure it out yourself, kids. I'm honestly torn on this one because on one hand, yes, teach your children work ethic. But on the other hand, if I had Sting money, my future kids would at least get their university fees paid. You know what I mean. But apparently, this is becoming a trend with celebrities. We've got multiple stars saying they're not leaving fortunes to their children, and I'm just sat here thinking, must be nice to have that problem. Must be nice to have so much money that you can casually decide whether or not to leave it to your offspring. Moving on, because girl, Stanley Tucci is out here defending his marriage, and I am here for it. So apparently people have been coming for Stanley and his wife, Felicity Blunt, because of their 21-year age gap. And Stanley said, absolutely not today, Satan. Now listen, Felicity is Emily Blunt's older sister, which means Stanley literally met his wife through his Devil Wears Prada co-star. And honestly, that's kind of cute. Like, imagine Emily playing matchmaker between her co-star and her sister. I'm actually living for that dynamic. But people are pressed about the age gap, and Stanley's basically said, love doesn't follow a rule book, which, he's not wrong. 21 years is significant, I'll give you that, but they're both adults, they seem happy, and honestly, Stanley Tucci seems like such a lovely man. Have you seen him making cocktails on Instagram? The man has range. And can we talk about how people always seem more bothered when it's an older man with a younger woman, but when it's the reverse, suddenly everyone's very quiet? The double standards are interesting. Not saying it's right or wrong, just saying the energy is different, depending on who's doing what. But Stanley's not having any of the negativity, and good for him. If they're happy, they're happy. Life's too short to worry about what strangers on the internet think about your marriage. Okay. So now we need to talk about this Summer House and Real Housewives crossover drama, because not them bringing reality TV chaos into each other's shows. So Ciara Miller from Summer House is apparently in her villain era, and she's coming for West Wilson by claiming he slept with Jennifer Fessler, who used to be on Real Housewives of New Jersey. Girl, the mess, the absolute chaos. And apparently fans are living for it because someone on social media said, Ciara has entered her idgaf stage and is about to burn this S, T, to the ground. And you know what? Sometimes you need someone who's ready to burn it all down. I don't know all the details about what led to this moment, but clearly Ciara woke up and chose violence. And honestly, in the world of reality TV, sometimes that's what you need to do to secure your spot for next season. Is it messy? Absolutely. Is it going to make for incredible television? Also, absolutely. The thing about reality TV drama is that it always seems to interconnect. Like, you've got Summer House people allegedly hooking up with RHONJ people, and before you know it, we're going to have some massive crossover event that makes the Marvel Cinematic Universe look simple. And Jennifer Fessler getting dragged into this. I mean, she's not even a main cast member anymore on RHONJ, and she's still getting pulled into drama. That's the thing about reality TV. You never really escape it. Once you're in that world, your business becomes everyone's business forever. Now let's talk about this Met Gala makeup situation, because apparently Hudson Williams showed up to the 2026 Met Gala. Wait, did I say 2026? Girl, are we time traveling now? Anyway, Hudson's makeup artist had to come for people who were hating on his look, and I am screaming, So Hudson wore this powder blue Balenciaga suit with bold red and blue makeup, and apparently some people were not having it. But his makeup artist said, "Absolutely not. We're not tolerating this negativity. And honestly, good for them." The Met Gala is literally supposed to be about pushing boundaries and being artistic. Yeah, it's not your local awards show where everyone plays it safe in basic black. This is the fashion event where you're supposed to take risks and make statements, and makeup is art. Especially at something like the Met Gala, where the whole point is to interpret a theme and create something memorable. If Hudson wanted to serve us some bold red and blue looks with his powder blue Balenciaga, then that's what we're getting. I swear some people just love to hate for the sake of hating. They'll complain that Met Gala looks are boring and safe, but then when someone actually takes a risk with their beauty look, suddenly everyone's a critic. Make it make sense. His makeup artist standing up for their work, though. That's what you want to see. That's someone who believes in their artistry and isn't going to let internet trolls diminish what they created. Because at the end of the day, Hudson's look is going to be remembered, while the people complaining are going to be forgotten. You know what I love about all this drama, though? It just shows that celebrities are really just like us in some ways. They're dealing with family money issues, defending their relationships, getting into petty fights, and arguing about makeup choices. The only difference is their drama plays out on a much bigger stage with much higher stakes. Like, imagine if every time you had a disagreement with someone, it ended up as a headline. Or if people analyzed your relationship dynamics in magazine articles. These celebrities really can't catch a break sometimes. But also, they chose this life, didn't they? With great fame comes great scrutiny, as Uncle Ben probably would have said if he was a celebrity publicist instead of Spider-Man's uncle. What I'm really curious about is how all these stories are going to develop. Is Sting going to stick to his guns about not leaving money to his kids? Are Stanley and Felicity going to keep thriving despite the age gap critics? Is Sierra going to burn down the entire reality TV universe? And will Hudson's makeup artist have to defend more bold looks in the future? The thing about celebrity tea is that it never really ends. Just when you think one story is over, there's a new development or a plot twist that nobody saw coming. That's why I love doing this podcast. There's always fresh drama brewing somewhere in Hollywood. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. Make sure you come back tomorrow because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl.